Tom Gamble says he's a big advocate for the subsistence lifestyle in Sitka, so much so that it was a little tricky setting up this interview.
I said, you know how to schedule an interview with me, really? Check the weather. And if it says that it's calm, I'm probably out doing something, hunting or fishing.
A good way to understand Gamble's commitment to Tlingit cultural preservation is to take a walk through Totem Park.
I'm intertwined all in through it, whether it was the centennial robe that was beautifully woven by Terry Rothkar. I had the honor to bring it out in ceremony. I really did feel like I transformed into a raven for a little bit.
Gamble worked for 2 years as a ranger at Sitka Historical National Park. Whether it was organizing the raising of Tommy Joseph's totem pole or placing a plaque commemorating the Kiksati's walk across Baranoff Island, Gamble says these efforts required a lot of sensitivity and time management.
That was taking the knowledge of the federal policies and procedures and the knowledge of the traditional protocols of the Tlingit and trying to keep them on time, which is near impossible.
Now Gamble's main focus is his business, Tlingit Rain.
I sew seal and sea otter products primarily, but I also frame my business as an artist. I could do performing arts. I could lead tours regarding Sitka's cultural history.
It's an endeavor that allows him to stay close to the Tlingit way of life.
In Tlingit, they would say, Hakustiyi. That's the way we lived. It's just whether it was gathering in the spring or dancing at potlatches in the fall, that's how we lived. Hakustiyi, it's a description.
Gamble sees his decision to run for tribal council as a natural extension of his lifestyle.
I think that running for the tribal council is just right in line with what my family's always done. We've managed the land and its resources for millennia.
He feels that it's the duty of tribal council members to be role models when it comes to upholding a strong cultural identity.
I think that demonstrating it and walking the walk, you know, you put on your robe and you put on your raven hat or your eagle hat or whatever you call regalia.
Gamble believes marketing and outreach to non-tribal citizens also strengthens natives' identity in the community. He says tourism is one way to do this.
Maybe zoning Catlin Street as a historic district and trying to expand and including it in their tourism plan as opposed to excluding it and saying it's a rundown piece of town that only the native people live in.
If elected to council, Gamble wants the tribal citizens' vision to guide all planning, action, and conversations with city officials.
Incorporating the citizens' vision into where the tribe's going to be in 5 years as opposed to having a vision of 9 elected members that sit in a room, kind of exclusive.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.